Time now for sport, and Warwick Hadfield joins us. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Kathy.
Now, in tennis, Ashleigh Barty is keeping Australia's hopes of making the final of the Hopman Cup alive.
Yeah, well, you might call her the ascendant Ashleigh Barty. You'll remember this, Kathy. She's a millennial by birth, but anything but a millennial a couple of years ago, outside the world's top 1,000. Now she's in the top 20 and heading towards the top 10, particularly after what was a fairly easy singles win against a former world number one, Garbiñe Muguruza, when Australia played Spain. Now, one of the things that really was interesting last night was the way that Barty was able to win her serve at will. And as she aims to go even higher in the world rankings, that's going to be really important. It's going to be important also at the Australian Open a bit later this month. Now, when Matthew Ebden lost his singles to David Ferrer, that meant the Australians needed to win the doubles, and that looked problematic when they lost the truncated first set 3-4. However, in true Australian style, you know, you always get the comeback at the Leighton Hewitt path, you know, that one. They won the next two sets, and now tomorrow Australia needs to beat the Germans, who beat France yesterday. And at the Brisbane International, the also ascendant Alex de Minaur is through to the quarterfinals after beating another Australian, Jordan Thompson, in straight sets. But yet another Australian, Nick Kyrgios, yes, he was eliminated last night, losing in three sets to Jeremy Shardy, bemoaning a lack of preparation and whatever else might afflict him in the next little while.
I think we weren't allowed to mention the spider bite anymore. Is that what the point was yesterday?
Well, the spider bite may have had an impact on his preparation because he was laid up for a little while.
No, absolutely. But,
look, there's all sorts of things with Nick Kyrgios, as I think there will be throughout his career. I hope we don't, when this young man is no longer young, say that he was an unfulfilled talent, because my mum, who's a very, very good judge of tennis players, says he has a great talent, but geez, a strange fellow.
Yeah, he certainly makes it hard, doesn't he? Well, let's have a talk about cricket, Warwick. We've been speculating now for days, but the change is now all but confirmed to the Australian top order for the fourth test.
Yeah, look, Kathy, the word went around like wildfire yesterday that Marcus Labuschagne and Peter Hanscom had been told by team officials they will replace Aaron Finch and Mitchell Marsh. No real confirmation of that officially yet. Labuschagne, inter alia, the first cricketer of Huguenot descent to play for Australia, is apparently to bat at number three, as well as bowl his whippy leg spinners, which means that Usman Khawaja will open the batting with Marcus Harris in Finch's absence. Peter Hanscom, according to the Cognoscenti, is in on the suspicion, and not much more, that he'll play spin better than Mitchell Marsh. That's one open to debate, given that huge backlift to Peter Hanscom's. And look, spin is on the agenda in the Indian camp. They first ruled out Ravichandra Ashwin, then re-included him in a squad of 13 containing three slow men, as both teams seem convinced the SCG pitch will be a bit of a Bunsen burner. And speaking of turners, Ashton Turner almost took Perth to victory in the domestic T20 competition last night, the West Australians failing by a run against the appropriately named, given the weather forecast for New South Wales, the Thunder. Kathy.
In football, Australia looks to another overseas-born player to replace Martin Boyle in the Socceroos' Asian Cup squad.
Yeah, Kathy, Apostolo Giannou was born in Greece, the heroic city of Nousa, no less. So maybe there are some heroics to come as he switches from his usual striking role to the wing to replace the Scottish-born Martin Boyle. Giannou had actually played for the Greek national side, but because that game was a friendly, he was still eligible for the Socceroos, to whom he was ultimately lured by the fellow famous Greco-Aussie Ange Postecoglou. Mm. Now, Postecoglou had first seen him playing as a youngster in Melbourne and said way back then, I've got to have him, and eventually got him. And so he goes into this Australian squad and for this Asian Cup, which starts this weekend. Now, there was an A-League game on last night, Brisbane Roar drawing 2-2 in the club's first game since the resignation of coach John Aloisi. The equaliser coming in the 87th minute from Le Noggin of the French import, Eric Bothiak. And tonight, in the W League, Perth plays Canberra, both sides in need of a win, and we might just expect a little je ne sais quoi from Samantha Kerr tonight. There are a couple of others challenging her for the competition's top goal scorer, Natasha Dowie and Veronica Latsko, also on 8. And we note with a smile that Kerr is also near the top of the table for helping her teammates score, but that altruism might just be a bit sublimated tonight.
Okay. Now, in cricket, the Thunder beat the star-studded Sixers in the women's domestic T20 competition yesterday.
Yeah, look, here's some first names to ponder. It was Lisa outwitting Elise and Elisa, Lisa Griffith.
Imagine being the commentator for that one.
Absolutely. Lisa Griffith dismissing Australia's two top T20 cricketers, Elise Perry and Elisa Healy. Healy's, in fact, just been ranked the top T20 player in the world after the World Cup, the T20 World Cup. But those rankings counted for little as the Sixers lost 6 for 11 and could only muster 98 from their 20 overs. Rachel Haynes and Naomi Stalenberg chased that down to, yes, you'd have to say, thunderous applause, an 8-wicket win. And later today, of course, the fourth test starts, Australia v India at the Sydney Cricket Ground. It's all about the Australian top order, which faces a tall order.
Indeed. And in tennis, could Federer versus Williams be followed up by another selfie moment at the Hopman Cup?
Yeah, Federer versus Ashley Barty, Cathy. Federer's Switzerland is playing Greece tonight, and a win puts the Swiss into the final, which Australia can also make by beating Germany tomorrow. That's after Barty and Matthew Ebden combined to beat Spain last night. Barty winning her singles against the former world number one, Garbine Muguruza. In Brisbane, Isla Tomljanovic had one of the biggest wins of her life too, beating Britain's Joanna Konta, which means she's into the quarterfinals, where she will play Karolina Pliskova. Alex de Minaur is also a quarterfinalist tomorrow, Cathy.
Fantastic. Thanks, Warwick.
Good on you.